Hey everyone, this is Movement Mortgage Mike, and today I wanted to talk to you guys about people that are trying to take your money from you without you necessarily even knowing it. And this is definitely a subject that hits home for a lot of people, because I feel like in today's age, there are so many different companies and so many different bills and so many different like items that people have overhead for every single month. And I feel like the average person, like my average listener, the average everyday person that I'm talking to is definitely missing out. That I feel like everybody's getting taken advantage of. And it's not necessarily like your own fault. It's sort of just the way that business is being conducted these days. And one of the reasons that I really wanted to actually do this episode was because of the cable companies. And I know that, most everybody listening to this probably has like a Wi-Fi service, like cable service or whatever. And that's even just the most basic elementary kind of services that I'm talking about here. But of course, you know, that can be expanded into other walks of life and other different, you know, bills and things that people pay for on an ongoing basis. But I wanted to give some real value, like right away, right out the gate, because pretty much everybody can relate to something like that, because pretty much everybody has some kinds of bills, like whether it's cable or internet, they pretty much everybody is paying something like that. So I recently decided to cut the cord on cable, and that's like a pretty popular like saying or whatever. But we were paying, I don't know, maybe it was like $175, $150 or something like that for DirecTV and internet all in one. And that seemed to me like it was just kind of ridiculous to be paying that for cable service that like we rarely ever even watch. And what I did was we did a little bit of research on our end, and we found that what we actually watch is really only just a select few channels, and they're still charging you. They always want to charge you like the maximum amount, and they want to give you like 1,050 channels, and like half of those channels I feel like are just like spam anyways. They're just like infomercials or whatever. It's just a big bunch of fluff. So one of the tips that I have for you guys is to, if you can get out of your current cable agreement, if there's any way that you can like scale that back at all, one of the things that I found is Sling TV. It's like an app that you can get through a Fire Stick or like a Google Chrome, like a Chrome Stick or whatever. That can actually satisfy a majority of your TV viewing habits for like 20, 30 bucks a month or something like that with no contract, and you actually get a 7-day free trial just for starting out. So I highly recommend that to anybody that is really irritated with their cable bills and their cable contracts and things like that, because let's face it, the way of all digital content production is all shifting towards internet. It's all shifting towards digital. And if you don't capitalize on that market shift, you're essentially getting ripped off every single month. And when you add it up, I mean, you're talking about $100 a month times 12 months out of the year. That's like $1,200 out of the year. So that's kind of like saying, if your boss said, you know, we're going to offer you a $1,200 per year raise. Do you want it? Do you want it? You would absolutely probably answer yes. And you could still get a majority of what you want. Like, for me, it was March Madness. And actually, we had cut the cord from cable a couple months ago after football season ended. And I was like, oh, man. Like, what am I going to do? March Madness is on. I love watching the NCAA tournament. And so I went ahead. I just signed up for the Sling. And Sling TV, it's absolutely delivered. We can also watch The Walking Dead, which is definitely a big plus for me because, like, we've been watching that. We've been kind of hooked on that ever since it started. So a good way to, you know, have a fair compromise, sort of meet in the middle, was definitely Sling TV. In addition to that, people that are trying to steal your money, that brings me to another point, which I kind of really wanted to talk about, but I wanted to give some real true value for everybody before I really started diving into things deeply. And another thing, if you guys have already been following my podcast and listening to the episodes prior to this one, then hopefully you guys already know about Credit Karma, which is, of course, creditkarma.com. You can plug in your information. It's totally free, and it's a free credit monitoring service. You can watch your credit scores. You can run different scenarios and see, like, you know, if I pay off this credit card, what does it project my potential credit score to be? And, of course, I highly recommend that if anybody's credit conscious and looking to sort of, you know, move their lifestyle up into the next realm of credit worthiness, get better interest rates on your auto loan, mortgage loan. You can even get better rates on your auto insurance and things like that. So it's great savings. If you haven't actually already looked into that, I highly recommend it. And of course, this is going to sort of stem into my next level sort of marketing tips for people that are like entrepreneurs and anybody that's currently like running their own business, doing Facebook ads or anything like that. So when we're starting to talk about Facebook advertising, marketing budgets, and things like that, this is for anybody that's like an entrepreneur. Like, if you're an entrepreneur and you have been for several years, or maybe you're just getting started, maybe you just launched a website for the first time, you just launched your business, and you know, you're just really starting to put your name out there in the world. So you're going to find, as I have over the years, I've launched several businesses and been successful in many different business ventures. But what you're going to find is that people will find you, and not necessarily always for the right reasons. And a lot of times, the more calls that you get than like actual business calls that are like actually people that are trying to do business with you, what you're going to find is that a lot of times people are actually trying to solicit business from you, and they are going to be like offering different services, whether it's like putting up your running an ad for you in a different business location. Like, I was talking to this one guy recently. He keeps calling me like on and on again because I went ahead and put my business cards in a certain YMCA location. And he happens to be the marketing director for that particular YMCA. So he runs like banner ads, like they've got this TV screen that runs ads all the time. And if you advertise with him for only like $1,200 per year, he allows you to keep your business cards on file right there with all the other people's business cards, and he'll run a banner ad consistently for you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, as long as people are in the YMCA, which is obviously not quite that often. But the long and the short of it is, you know, you could pay people endless amounts of money to do endless amounts of marketing for you, but what is that actually getting for you? As far as value, like, are there people actually calling you? to try and do business with you. Like, does it actually work? And unfortunately, I don't have all the answers to that question, because for me, I decided that that was just too much money for me to drop into an unknown marketing venture. And that brings me to my next point, which was somebody trying to sell me on Facebook advertising for my business. And they said, you know, you can do Facebook ads with us. We have everything like locked and loaded. It's plug and play, and it's $500 a month plus, you know, $100 in ad spend. So the $500 a month fee was simply just a fee that I was going to pay them, like exclusivity rights almost. So that's almost entirely wasted if you think about it. And then the advertising budget was a whole separate thing. So we're talking about doing Facebook ads, and the only ad spend I'm actually spending is $150 a month. So for me, that was a big red flag. And that's part of the reason why I wanted to do this podcast, so I could kind of share with everybody sort of my experience with that, because so many people are getting hit up by so many different marketers and advertisers. And I mean, there's, you could drop thousands and thousands of dollars per month even, and never even see a real lead or never even see a real sale come through your business, whatever it is. And that's just wasted marketing dollars. So with the Facebook ads specifically, and I'm going to get technical here for you guys that maybe you're new into marketing, or maybe you're thinking about, you know, launching a business or starting your own business or whatever you're trying to do. This is going to be good content for you guys, because a lot of people actually haven't even heard about this tool. And the tool that I'm going to tell you guys about is called the Facebook Pixel. So what that does is, I'm going to give you an example that you can actually really relate to. So it's called a Facebook Tracking Pixel. And let's say, hypothetically, like you were talking to your friend. You were just, you know, at their house or whatever. You're talking to your friend about buying a pair of Nike shoes that were white and maybe size 11. And lo and behold, you know, 2 or 3 hours later, you go on Facebook and you're scrolling through your newsfeed or whatever, and you see that exact pair of shoes that you were just talking to your friend about, right? So for the average person, I mean, that's pretty mind-blowing that they can actually know and understand exactly what you're talking about and relate that exactly back to you on a Facebook ad. Well, I think that's pretty mind-blowing, and especially because I've run Facebook ads before, just generic, random Facebook ads. And one of the things that I learned, unfortunately, I learned this the hard way, is that everybody that clicks on your advertisement, that costs you money every single time, big money. Like, I mean, 50 cents to a dollar per click almost at times. I mean, it can vary, you know, across the board depending on what industry you're in and things like that. But think about the fact that these guys, Nike, for instance, if they're marketing you these shoes, I mean, that's big, big money that they're pumping out on an ongoing basis every single time that somebody talks about shoes or whatever, and they're trying to market to them. And the way that they can do that, though, is like there's two schools of thought. So there's the traditional school of thought where you have the, you know, traditional Facebook advertising. And you're going to select your demographics, the kind of people that you want to market to, age, income range, all that kind of stuff. And so that's the one school. And then the other school, which is the new age school, it's super high tech. A lot of people don't even know about it. A lot of people don't know that it exists. And that's why you want to learn about it, is because when you can position yourself at the tail end of the parade, you're going to lose a lot of money, right? When you just figure about it, like you just learn about it at the very end of the trend, you're going to waste a lot of money in doing that. But if you can position yourself at the front of the parade and before anybody else is doing it, then you're going to be in position to really capitalize on market trends and different things that are going on in society. So that's really what they ultimately are doing. And Amazon is a great example of this. I mean, you've probably seen it on your Facebook newsfeed. Like you're Googling for things, you're searching for items or plane, you know, airfare, hotel accommodations, anything, really, anything that you Google search that you're intending to buy, Facebook will populate ads to you based on that. And the way that they can do that is because of the Facebook tracking pixel. So I highly recommend researching that. And that brings me to my next point, which is the guy that I was telling you about who's charging $500 per month for Facebook ads. And then he's charging me an additional $100 or $150 per month in actual advertising budget on top of that. So this is just a quote. I don't actually use this guy. I'm just using him as an example, of course. But the way I see it, it's like if I create my own content and my own stuff that, you know, I can actually market to people, you know, for real estate or for mortgages or, you know, different interest rates or down payment assistance programs, like $8,000 down payment assistance programs that we have here in North Carolina, which is an absolutely terrific program. Highly recommend it, especially for first-time home buyers or anybody that hasn't owned a property in the last 3 years. We can actually qualify you for that. But what they do is, you know, they're taking all that money and they're calling that just profit straight up, right out the gate. That's not actual work that they're doing for you. So I recommend recycling those $500. Consider that, I mean, something that you're like a savings and like a trial and error type budget, and use that for yourself and, you know, create your own website. And if you can't create your own website, then find somebody who can. Like, I mean, I can help you create a website, whatever it is. Like, I've done it before, I've done it in the past, I'll do it again. And it could be something simple. It could be just like a landing page or a capture page. You know, aweber.com is a great resource that you can use. I mean, there's a number of different other capture page, landing page type websites that can help you actually create good content that you can share out. And so you create your Facebook ad, you drive traffic to that particular website. But what the trick is, and the secret is really that you embed that tracking pixel into that website. And what that does is on the back end is it creates a custom audience for you on Facebook. So obviously, you know, I'm sure you've probably personally clicked on a Facebook ad that, you know, it was enticing for whatever reason, whatever you were interested in, whatever your Facebook algorithm, you know, decides that you are interested in, you're going to get populated with those certain types of ads. So you can click on that ad and then it'll take you to another, you know, sales video page, landing page, whatever you want to call it. It's going to show you something cool that you wanted, that you were clicking on originally, and it'll give you the opportunity to opt in, is what it does. And you can enter your name, phone number, email address, you know, whatever. But a lot of times people don't want to do that, right? Because they don't want to share that personal information. Because what happens when you share that personal information? Well, everybody knows. You get opted into an automatic drip campaign from the email. So you're going to get emails, you know, every 1, 5, 7, 14, 30, 60 days from then on out until you unsubscribe from that particular email list, because the offer that you opted into is not necessarily always what you want right now in your life. But, you know, sometimes it is. I mean, sometimes, you know, you do want to buy a house. Sometimes, you know, you do want to, you know, sign up for CrossFit class or whatever, you know, whatever it is. It just all depends. But even if you don't opt in with that Facebook tracking pixel, what that does is it captures your data. It captures the user data onto Facebook, and if you have that tracking pixel embedded, what that does is it goes ahead and embeds a custom audience to you, to your personal Facebook profile, that you can then utilize that captive custom audience, and you can run ads specifically to them later. So the reason that I don't like the big ad firms is because I feel like they take that data, and of course they're going to utilize that. If they know anything at all about what they're doing, which I hope that they do for their sake, I would imagine that they're going to take that captive custom audience and they're going to retarget them later on, and they're going to send them the same stuff over and over and over again to ultimately try and sell you those leads that they've already generated, that you should have already had access to, but they're going to try and sell you those leads at the same price that they would have before, except they're still collecting their still same $500 a month, which, you know, if you annualize that, you're talking about $6,000 a year. And, you know, for me, that was just, it didn't make sense. And then that's why I wanted to go ahead and record this podcast, was to try and bring light to some of these kind of situations that happen. And I mean, you can extrapolate this data into any different field, any different endeavor. It's consistent across the board with any marketing company. And in fact, in a lot of different industries, the numbers are actually much worse than they are for real estate. I feel like we get a pretty good deal, you know, so to speak, as far as like the market going rate. So what this does is it really allows you to set yourself apart from the competition as far as being able to market to the same exact demographics, same exact clientele for like a fifth of the cost so that it would normally cost to do business. So just by knowing what you're talking about, knowing what you're doing, actually doing the research and taking the extra mile, you know, taking the extra step to go ahead and figure out what you need to do. These are the things that ultimately separate the average person from the successful person. And, you know, like I've always been taught, I've owned my own business for almost 10 years now. And one of the oldest sayings that we have in our business is the difference between success and failure. The difference between success and failure is simple. The people who succeed simply do what the people who failed did not do or were not willing to do. And that's really ultimately what it boils down to in anything. I mean, if you really think about it and apply that to, you can apply that to just about any walk of life, any situation, and that ultimately ends up being true. It's the difference between success and failure. So guys, I'm going to leave you with that. I really hope that everybody enjoyed this. Please comment, please share this out. Like you guys are listening. This is a brand new podcast, Movement Mortgage Mike. Mm-hmm. Let me know if there's anything that I can do at all for you in the real estate world, financial world. Just let me know, guys. I am here to serve you. That's ultimately why I got into this business, is so I can help people get better credit scores, better interest rates, better financial programs just for their life in general. So I'm here to serve you guys. I will talk to you soon and hope you all have a great day.